So reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, the perfection of renunciation. So in last two sessions, we have discussed about the first part and we have started with the second one. So the first section, it speaks about what? Any memory recall?
First section of Bhagavad Gita?
No. The first section of chapter 18. What it speaks about? I think I should repeat it again.
Three modes of material nature. Three modes of
material
nature.
Understand the purpose of renunciation?
All the jnana, karma yoga, jnana yoga, and bhakti yoga, we explained. And then we, in second section we talked about the three modes of action, that the faith that you have explained.
How knowledge is used in three modes of material nature. The knowledge and
see in the first part what we have discussed about the most important thing, the first part of Bhagavad Gita. As Lord has explained in the second chapter, Bhagavad Gita in condensed. So here he is summarizing all the teachings that he has given to Arjuna. So he is in the first section from text 1 to 18. He spoke about what? Karma, Jnana, and
Dhyana, Ashtanga, Bhakti, Yoga.
He spoke about Yoga.
Yoga, not Dhyana.
Then, now, from 19th onward, he is speaking about different ladders actually. The ladders of Yoga process. Before making it understand, he makes it clear the activities, that is actions, then the person, the first thing is
knowledge.
Knower, and the performer. These three things. And they are covered by the three modes of material nature. So we have already spoke about the knowledge in the mode of goodness, the knowledge in the mode of passion, the knowledge in the mode of ignorance. Then action in the mode of a passion, then
ignorance and goodness.
Then we spoke about what? The performer in the mode of a goodness, passion and ignorance. Now from the text 29. Oh, from Karta? That we have not covered? That has not covered? So we finished yesterday till 24. Okay. So here Lord speaks about the person in the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. He says that Mukta Sango Anaham Vadi Dhrutya Utsaha Samanvitaha Siddha Yor Nirvikaraha Karta Satvika Muchate. One who performs his duty without association with the modes of material nature, without false ego, with a great determination and enthusiasm, and without wavering in success or failure, is said to be a worker in the mode of goodness. So what we can discuss about it now? When we come in contact with a such person, then what happens?
We
improve, or we also get inspired by them.
I expect the answer of this question from these two personalities, because just recently they got that chance to associate with that person who is in that mood and who was working on that. So what was your experience about that? I'm just refreshing your memories.
That is true. Yes,
go
when
ahead.
We have a pure devotee association, then we feel that. And the example that Prabhupada gives, that when fire, iron rods touch with fire, then you also become fire. And like that, when you associate.
That was the example Prabhupada gave that day in the morning lecture in Bhagavatam class. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Maharaj gave that example. Huh?
Even Prabhupada gave the same.
Yeah.
When Prabhupada was speaking about Guru, he was giving this example. Whoever comes in contact with that person, he becomes like him. Diksha kale Guru kare atma sama. When you get initiation, what spiritual master does? He makes you as he is. Does it make sense? Anything from your side?
We talked a lot about it on the way down.
So I wanted to share it with everyone with your own words, because that's what they need, you know. When we come together, we should discuss about this. This is like refreshing our memories.
It's an otherworldly experience. I think the biggest impact we were very, very fortunate in spite of the busyness of the weekend. Maharaj, we got a lot of personal time with him. And I'm finding now that when I'm in even a mundane situation, like I was on the phone with the bank, and I'm handling it differently, because the thing I noticed was the way he handled everything. It was always just so calm and so clear and unflustered and everything. And that's like, I have a drive in me now that is different from observing those experiences.
Please keep it up throughout life now. Please keep it up throughout life now. Because this is what, as I was telling you also, that we should pin it down. Because these are the experiences that can revive your consciousness whenever you go down. Because we happen to be a living entity born in the age of a Kali and adorned with the wonderful qualities like Prayana Alpayushaha. We are having a very short lifetime. Then Manda, lazy. Sumanda, confused. Upadrataha, mind is always disturbed. And Manda Bhagya is already there. That's why all these three qualities have come up to us. So it becomes very difficult for us to remember this. Pin it down. Write it down. And whenever you feel like going down, read that again. As we were discussing, that the time that you spend with a person who is in the mode of a goodness, what happens? That time becomes imperishable. That association becomes avyaya, imperishable. Because they are in touch with the imperishable personality of a Godhead, that is Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And they have power of making that memories imperishable. So whenever you feel like you are going down, you are feeling lethargic, just open up that page and read it again. When you read it again, the words, they are infallible. They are called as a Brahma, Shabda Brahma, which never get destroyed. Any sound wave that has created never get destroyed. All you must be from an engineering background and you'll be having a knowledge of physics. the sound waves never, never gets perished. So that's why Prabhupada says, I'm there in my books. When you read my books, you are associating with me. Because he dictated all that. So all these words, they have become imperishable. Most of the time, people think we are not having association of good devotees, you know. There is a lack of association. Man, there is a problem with you. Not with the others. That you need to understand. Otherwise, it's tough. So what to do for that? What we have to do for that then?
Plus chanting, reading the Prabhupada books.
Trying so keep to always in
good association of pure devotees, good devotees or advanced.
Keep that memories. Because the association of sadhus, as it said, that lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hai.
Like you said on the car coming down, because you said memories, and you brought up something. Think about the Prabhupada disciples that we know. I mean, we all know, for example, Vaibhavi and Chiru and obviously and others and that. When they speak about a memory of Prabhupada, it's like it happened yesterday, not 50 years ago. It's so alive. You know, we at one point, Maharaj took us into Prabhupada's rooms at the Toronto Temple, and he just started sharing, and it was like it was yesterday. And it was, you know, and he sit down, and this is where Prabhupada would sit, and you know, and this is where, and it was like it became the same time.
Yeah. Generally what happens when you spend time with these personalities who are imperishable, whose thoughts, whose deeds are imperishable, so everything becomes imperishable. That's what I was wondering. Whenever we see these Prabhupada memories, all these devotees, they are almost at the 70s of them.
Yeah.
Huh? But when they speak about Prabhupada, it's like just they have spent a time with Prabhupada, just the last moment only, and they are coming and repeating that same thing. And they can tell you who is sitting next to Prabhupada, who was where, who was in the which corner, and what are the typical those words that Prabhupada has spoken. But other things they forget. You must have experienced that. But memories with Prabhupada, they are still intact in their brain. Why so?
That is the most important thing to remember.
That is what sadhu sangha. Lava matra sadhu sangha. When you take that association, just remember, you are taking that association. Means, as I said, driving in.
Jumping in.
So you are into it. You have put your heart into it. So that memories last long. So whenever you get chance to associate with such a devotees, make sure when you come back from there, contemplate on and write it down. And that will help you. And that helps a lot. I was hearing one of the devotees and he was telling that the sadhus, they are like a tirtha. Tirtha means holy place. Why we go to tirtha?
To purify our consciousness.
Exactly. But Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Yudhishthir, when he saw Vidurji, he said that Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swanta Stena Gadavrataha Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas Tirtham Karu Swayam Vibhu. He addressed him as a Vibhu. Vibhu means, O great personality, who are you? Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, you are the person who can make any place as a holy place. You turn any place into Tirtha. Why? Because you carry that Lord Gadabhruta in your heart. So wherever you go, there is a Lord, and wherever there is a Lord, that place becomes a holy place. And you are associating with that person. So you are bathing your consciousness in the holy place. So if you really take that association, that creates a mark, a benchmark. You set a benchmark in your spiritual life. And that helps it. Because those personalities are what? As explained here, they are without false ego, with a great determination,
and
they are full of enthusiasm. No need to tell anything, as Mukunda Prabhu has seen, that how Maharaj is always enthusiastic. He was saying that Maharaj is like almost like a 70s or 70 plus, and all young kids are getting towards him. He got them. Why? Because he is without false ego. Generally, when you
puffed up,
when you get a little bit mature or old, or some gray hairs are here and there, then you feel like you are like something mature than others. So you've tried to keep distance from youngers than you. But look at the Maharaj. All young kids, they get attracted to him. Prabhupada, he was 70s. And those days the logo was, don't hear about 30s. All they are crazy. That's what the logo. And he was 70 plus. And who got attracted to him?
30s.
Not 30s. All were in their 20s. They have just entered into 20s. 21, 22, like that. They got attracted to him. Why? I asked one Mataji. She came all the way from Germany. She was in Red Cross or something. And she came to US. And she came in contact with Prabhupada. Then I asked her, you are from Germany. Your language is different totally. Everything is like, oh, everything from throat. On top of that, Prabhupada was speaking in English, which has a Bengali touch. So it's like a Banglish actually. Bengali English.
Banglish.
So it's Bengali English and totally a British accent. So I said, what do you used to understand from him? She just said, not a single word. I said, what? You never understood a single word from his lectures and still you dedicated your life for him? For what? She said, only one thing. Since our birth, we have not seen such a compassion in anyone's eyes. When he used to glance at us, we used to feel like our heart is full of that compassion that he is having in his eyes. That's what. The first Jagannath deity carved by Shyamasundara Prabhu. We asked him, in the beginning, what do you know about Krishna? He said, we never knew about anything Krishna. We were loving Krishna because he is Prabhupada's God. Even though you don't get attached to Krishna, but you get attached to the devotee, you will go to the same place where his devotees are. Like, there was one person, he was a thief. He used to steal wherever he used to go. It was like an inbuilt function in his body. Wherever he has to go, he has to steal something away from there. But some other, one day he got saved by one sadhu. And that person, he got attached to that sadhu. And he started serving him. So as the days passed by, one day that sadhu left his body. And because he was so attached to that sadhu, in that his separation, he also left his body. So all the Yamadutas came. They dragged him to the Yamaloka. They made him stand in front of Yamaraj, Sayamani Puri, where they judge you and whatever activities you have done throughout the life. Yamaraj just looked at him and said, take him to Vaikuntha. So all were surprised. They said, why? This guy, throughout the life, he just stole everything from everyone. Then Yamaraj asked him, whom he remembered at the time of death. So this Yamadutas, they asked him, whom you remembered? He said, I was just remembering my guru. Then Yamraj said, okay, take him to the place where his guru is there. And his guru was in Vaikuntha, because throughout life he worshipped the Lord. So he went to the Vaikuntha, and because he remembered that person who always remembered the Lord, so he also went to Vaikuntha. So which is the easiest way?
Even if you still remember.
The most important thing is that, as American they say that, if you love me, then love my dog. So, the devotees of Krishna, Lord says they are mine. Madiya. They are mine. And if you become theirs, then what will happen? Krishna will look at you first. Who is that? Who is so much in love with my devotee? So we'll take it. So the best way to get rid of this material world, to get attached to some sadhu. And who is sadhu? That is explained in this verse. So it's not that difficult to find it out who is sadhu. So who would like to read that translation?
Before the
Mataji wanted to share something. Why is it? Okay, go ahead. Daniel Prabhu, are you able to hear?
Not louder.
Anybody got it, what she said?
No.
But we got the compassion.
Say it again. Repeat.
He's not here.
Chappandi.
Maharaj says that Mukund, Mahaprakash Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving all the, revealing his everybody's identities, but all the devotees are not happy, and because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to everybody's mercy, but he did not give to one, and all devotees are not happy because everybody got, but one devotee did not got. So there Maharaj mentioning is that is how we should be, that devotee's compassion. If one devotee did not get, we should feel painful that devotee also not getting a mercy. And then
generally what happens, if someone is getting something, like you get a Mahaprasad. I'm not looking at you, man.
Prabhu, what an example you have.
If you get a Mahaprasad. When you get a Mahaprasad and someone is not getting it, then you, what do you think? I'm something special, you know. All these guys, they are there for years together, but they are not. It's me. I got it. But if he is a real devotee, especially in the mode of goodness, then what he will do? Immediately he will start sharing it with everyone. Because he cares, that's why he shares. So caring means?
Sharing.
In essence, like in Vaishnava, is in Paragata.
That's not the essence. The essence is a Vaishnava's heart is full of compassion.
So if the other devotees are like, they don't have anything, then he laments also, right? In terms of like,
he just not laments, but he helps to reduce his lamentation. Koi ro raha hai kar ke side mein baith ke rone se compassion nahi badhta hai. But if someone goes and try to heal his wound, whatever there in his heart, that's compassion. That's what you wanted to say? That's what? So Maharaj gave example of Mukunda for that. Mukunda Datta. So the per go ahead.
Because he was in the association of Mayavadis and third.
No, no, no. No, no, not that.
Then why didn't he get
Mahaprabhu wanted to show that what is the inner consciousness of a pure devotee? He was giving his mercy to everyone, but he said, Mukunda? He is not getting my mercy right now. But he will get after 1 millionth birth. And as soon as Mukunda heard that, he was started jumping. Haribol, Haribol. See, I am so lucky that I am going to see my Lord after 1 millionth birth and it is assured. So everyone was like, thousands after millions of birth? But he said, rest, it is assured that I am going to see my Lord. And then they came back and they said, Mahaprabhu, look at him. He's such a crazy guy. He's dancing. Even though you said that he is going to get a chance to see you after 1 million lifetimes. Then Mahaprabhu said, bang him right now. So this is what happens. If you show that enthusiasm, and that enthusiasm comes when you are in the mood of goodness. So this verse is clear. Can somebody would like to read this translation of this verse?
I can read that.
Okay.
Is it not identical to the first verse we have in Nectar of Instruction?
Vacho Vegam.
Manasa Vegam.
See, those are the qualities which you need to make a progress in spiritual life. So these things already had explained by the Lord in the previous chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Now he just reminding all these things. So Arjuna should not forget it.
So text 26, translation. One who performs his duty without association with the modes of material nature, that's the first thing, without false ego, with great determination and enthusiasm, and without wavering in success or failure, is said to be a worker in the mode of goodness.
So this is what our aspiration, this is what our goal to look upon and work on. Then Lord, he speaks about the performer in the mode of passion. So what are the things that he is having with him when he performs activities? The ragi means very much attached. Ragi to whom? Attached to what? Karma phala, the fruits of the work. And prepsu labdho hinsatmako ashuchihi harsha shokan vitaha karta rajasaha parikirtitaha. The worker who is attached to work and the fruits of work, desiring to enjoy those fruits, and who is greedy, always envious, impure, and moved by joy and sorrow, is said to be in the mode of passion. So these are like a criteria that you can judge upon yourself, not others. Generally, when we read all these things, then someone comes in our mind. We think about some personality. Oh, exactly, you know, all these things I can find it in him. When you read about the qualities in the mode of a goodness, then you don't look at someone, you look at the mirror. So these are the things that happens with us, you know. This is the mind that he works upon us. Exactly, that particular verse I was just searching for. He tricks. The mind tricks us. When you read something good, we think that all they are in me, you know. Why have to go anywhere? It's in me, you know. Like once when in Gurukul, when all Kauravas and Pandavas, they were studying under the guidance of Dronacharya. One day he called Yudhishthira and he asked, Yudhishthira, just go and find a person who is most abominable, who has all the bad qualities in him. And if you find such a person, then you come back and have your food. So Yudhishthira went off. Then he called Duryodhana and he asked Duryodhana, go and find the best person amongst the human being. The best human being. So Duryodhana just went and he came back. He said, it's me. You know, I have a good qualities. I don't have any bad quality at all. And Maharaj Yudhishthir, the whole day, he walked all around. But he was not able to find a person who has a really bad quality. But while coming, he saw that one person was giving water to his horse. And that water, horse was drinking water. So he thought in his mind, today is Ekadashi and how this person is giving this water, drink this horse. Means those days even animals used to fast on that. But nowadays people are not fasting on Ekadashi. And then he remembered, oh my God, actually this person is so compassionate that his horse is so thirsty, so he's giving him a water. And I am a person who saw the bad thing in the good thing. So there is only one person who is bad in this whole universe, that's me. And he came back to Dronacharya. So this is what happens. So we have to find out whether we come in a category of in the category of Yudhishthira or in the category of Duryodhana. And most of the time we come in the category of anything good happens, then it's me, you know, I was involved in that, you know. We want to take credit. So that's what it says here. Karma phala prepsur lubdho. Lubdha means greedy. A person is greedy to take credit of. He does it but to get a credit. You know, I have done this. So that person, he is in the mode of passion. So the next Lord speaks about the person in the mode of ignorance. So he says that ayuktaha prakruta stabdha shato naishkriti ko alasaha vishadi dirgha sutri chakarta tamasa ushate. So these two words, one is vishadi and second one is dirgha sutri. When we have to chant, then what happens? Well, I will finish it maybe after some time. Huh? Whole day is there. I can chant any time. Huh? Maybe before going to bed I will chant. Huh? Now so this is what Dirgha Sutri. And Vishadi means?
Moros.
Kya? Huh? So just introspect. Do we have all these qualities?
Yes. Yes.
Then what to do? How to come out of that?
Associate.
Exactly. Associate with the people who are having the same qualities.
Not good qualities. Good qualities.
Generally, you get attracted by the same qualities. अरे कथा ठीक है next Friday जाएंगे उसमें क्या है है ना. So we need to work on all these things. First thing is to find out the problem, then work on the solution. And solution for this what? What's the third verse of nectar of instruction, Bhakti Shastras. Sangatyago. Utsahat means be enthusiastic. If you are enthusiastic, then you will not be a vishadi, morose. Huh? An enthusiastic person is never morose. He is always full of vigor and full of. He is ever fresh, ever green. Huh? Ever green. Huh? So you have to be in spiritual life, ever green. Utsahat. Then, nishchayat. Nishchayat means?
Determination.
He is fully determined. Tattat karma pravartanat. Then, he is always engaged in those activities. And then, sangatyago, what he does? Satsangatyago.
No.
Then?
There is also the previous verse, it says.
Exactly, the first verse.
Without.
That is, the person in the mode of a goodness has all these qualities. So, if you want to come over the mode of ignorance, what do you have to be? You have to be in the mode of goodness. Or associate with the people who are in the mode of goodness. So then that will help us to get out of this.
What's the sixth one? So,
Sangatyago Satovritti. Satovritti. Satovritti means develops the Satoguna. Act in the mode of a goodness. Vritti means any activity you do. Sanskrit, Vritti means Vyavasaya. Vyavasaya means what? Where you spend your time. So spend your time in what? Satovritti. Developing
good
qualities. Or having a good association. Having a good association like this. Okay? So please do come. Every Friday. क्योंकि पूरा बॉडी नहीं आता ना अर्धांग वहां पे है सो हियर दीज आर द थिंग्स दैट वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड द परफॉर्मर इन द मोड ऑफ अ गुडनेस इन द पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस नाउ हाउ द इंटेलिजेंस इट वर्क्स इन द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर दैट हैज एक्सप्लेन्ड इन नेक्स्ट थ्री वर्सेस सो इन द टेक्स्ट 29 लॉर्ड सेज बुद्धेर भेदम धृतेश्चैव गुणत्विधम स्त्रिविधम श्रुणु प्रोच्यमान अशेषेन पृथकत्वेन धनंजय ओ विनर ऑफ वेल्थ नाउ प्लीज लिसन एज आई टेल यू इन डिटेल ऑफ द डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग एंड डिटर्मिनेशन बुद्धि दैट इज अंडरस्टैंडिंग and dhrita, that is determination, according to the three modes of material nature. Prabhupada writes in the purport that now after explaining knowledge, the object of knowledge and the knower in three different divisions according to the modes of material nature, the Lord is explaining the intelligence and determination of the worker in the same way. So now, let analyze about the intelligence, how it works in three different modes. Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha karya karye bhaya bhaye bandham moksham cha yaveti buddhi sa partha sattvike. Have you seen any difference in these two verses? The Lord is addressing Arjun in two different ways. The first he has addressed him as a
Dhananjaya,
means a conqueror of wealth. And now he's asked
son of.
See, wealth means what? Today if you ask anyone who is the greatest person in the city, who you will name? Today, greatest means richest. But greatest has a different aspects.
Wealthiest means richest. Like greatest, someone can give you an example.
Yeah. Wealthiest means richest. People think that wealthiest means richest. But what is the real wealth? Na chora haryam, na raja haryam, na bhatru bhajyam, na cha ahitakari. Wealth is that which can't be stolen by thief, can't be taken away by the king, but can be distributed with
brothers.
Yeah, Bhatru Bhajya. Which wealth is that?
Knowledge.
So the most wealthiest person means one who has a knowledge. And that's why Lord is addressing Dhananjaya here. Now?
Because he has the knowledge.
Exactly.
Because in one of the chapters he says that now I got it.
Yes, this chapter only.
12 chapters.
This chapter he says. Have you read the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Do you remember text number 8 to 11? Is there anybody? We had a discussion about that.
Yeah.
Huh?
It talks about what knowledge is, what true knowledge.
Can you just find it out and...
Eight to 12. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with the children, wife, home and rest, even mindedness aimed pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in the solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth, all this I declare to be the knowledge. Besides this, whether there may be is ignorance.
अब समझ आप PhD क्या होता है वो?
हेलो बड़े. So this is what we need to understand. What knowledge is? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, anything beyond this is Jada Vidya. So you may have many PhDs. What they are? Jada Vidya Jata Maya Ravaibhava Jivera Banaye Gadha. Sei Se Gadha. What he does? He carries this load unnecessarily. There are two vehicles which moves on the freeway. One is LMV and second is HMV. Light motor vehicle and heavy motor vehicle. Which one has the greatest speed? HMV has the greatest speed.
Yes.
Or LMV?
Speed, I think LMV has the
speed.
Light motor vehicle has a...
Speed. More speed, and then they have the power.
It does not have power, but it has a speed. The other one
has a
power, but does not have a speed. So who reaches the destiny?
LMV.
So when you carry the loads of Jada Vidya, what will happen? You may have a power, but you will not reach that destiny as compared to the LMV, which has very less of this world, akinchana, where he has a little bit of this world, he goes faster. And that we can see. Actually, Matajis, they make more progress in spiritual life than the Prabhus. Why? Because the heart is full of ahankar. And they have this service attitude by birth. To serve someone, it's very natural for them. They don't have to take some extra training for them. It's very easy for them. So to switch that tendency to love God is very easy for them than us, because we carry that male ego. Purusha. Purusha means we consider ourselves as a bhogi, enjoyer. You know, it's me. I am the controller of this house, but I need to have permission from my wife. Today I was hearing someone, a small girl, she asked her father, what is meant by she and what is meant by he? So why he for a man and why she for woman? And what exactly means that she? Why that S is before he? Then father gave a very wonderful example, an explanation. He said, superior to he, it's she. Superior to he, it's she. And that's what we see in the world. Because she means mother actually. Even Lord aspired to have a mother. Because they have that golden heart. They are born with that. They love unconditionally. And it becomes very easy to make them progress in spiritual life. So that's what helps. And we need to cultivate that things. So here, it said that this Dhananjaya, and he says about, now he says Partha. He is connecting more to him. Now he says that it is because you are mine, you are related to me. So I am giving you this, how the person is in the mode of a goodness, how he, what sort of intelligence that he has and how he thinks about. O son of Pritha, that understanding by which one knows what ought to be done and what ought not to be done, what is to be feared and what is not to be feared, that is what is binding and what is liberating, is in the mode of a goodness. That means the person who has this particular knowledge.
Can you elaborate this piece? What is what to be feared and not to be feared?
Generally we fear. What is the greatest fear in this world?
Death probably.
Say it again.
Death.
And what the word you use again?
Probably.
What it means? Probably.
Like generally. Not for everyone.
What is that generally?
Like a major mass of population.
The greatest fear in this world is death, not probably, not generally. It is death. At least you should confirm about this.
No, I mean, like, you know, I mean, now that, like, I've seen some devotees who are even fearless about death. So neglecting that, I said, like, probably. That's the reason. Generally.
The greatest fear in this world is death. Devotees, they don't fear of death because they see Lord as a death. Personified. Lord as says, Mrityu Sarva Harashyaham, it's me. If you don't love him and offer him, then he said, okay, never mind. I will come in the form of a death and take it away from you. So anyway, he is going to take it. So offer it with the love. And be in the good books than the bad books. So the greatest fear in this world is death. So do we need to fear of that? And why do we have fear of that? A person who considers himself as a body is afraid of a death. But the person who considers himself as a living entity who is eternal, he does not have any fear. Got it? Things to be feared and things not to be get afraid of. Anything in this material world you don't have to be afraid of, because These are the products of material nature, and you are not the product of material nature. If you are not the product of the material nature, how you will get influenced by that then? My problems are not bigger than my Lord.
Yes.
He has that realization, so he never fears for the problem. He is not afraid of them. And one who has that intelligence, that person is in the mode of goodness. Clear? Yeah?
So does it mean if you know this truth that you are not the body and you are the soul, does knowing this truth directly affects you not being fearful?
Yeah, definitely. If you know that I am not this body, then you will feel detached from the body. Whenever there is attachment, there is a fear. Because there are chances of losing that thing, so that creates a fear. If you not attach to anything, nange se khuda bhi dalta hai. So you don't have any, if you are attachment means fear. If you are detached, you are not fear. You don't have that with you. Vairagyam etad abhayam. That's what it is said. There are different guys like what was that shloka? Bhoge roga bhayam. The person who wants to enjoy, he has a fear of roga. Bhoge roga bhayam. Rupe jara bhayam. Whoever thinks that he is beautiful or she is beautiful, for them, jara. Jara means old age. Old age. They are afraid of old age. Kule chuti bhayam. If someone is born in very repeated family, so they are always afraid of chuti, means falling down. Then gune khala bhayam. If someone is gunavan, having some wonderful qualities, he is always afraid of a people with the bad qualities. The whole world is full of fear. Then who is fearless? Vairagyam etat abhayam. The person who is detached, he is fearless. And that's what needed.
So how do we explain the lamentation of Arjuna after seeing Abhimanyu dead, despite knowing the absolute knowledge?
See, that is for our understanding. See, who was Abhimanyu? What was his lamentation for? What happens, you know, we don't read exactly. We hear something from someone and we never contemplate on that.
Okay.
But if you read Mahabharata, it's not only explained that Arjuna lamented, but why he lamented. That has also explained there. It's not that it's only on the body friend. If the whole Bhagavad Gita has spoken to Arjuna and after that if he is lamenting, then it is useless. The whole knowledge that Krishna has given, that is useless. He was lamenting because he was the person who was blessed by the Lord in his womb. He was attentive to Lord's words in mother's womb. Can you understand that? He was not a common warrior, and it's not only his son, but the person who was favored by the Lord, given mercy by the Lord even in the womb. That's what his attachment towards him. But generally we don't go in depth. We just see something and we pass our judgments on that. Everything has its own reasons that we need to work on actually. That's where the contemplation or chintan is expected. You hear it. Sometimes we come, we hear, oh, very nice. Prabhuji spoke, very nice, very nice. But what? How much you have gathered from that? It's like a fountain of words, but how much you are capable to grab in your palm. You can enjoy that much which is there only in your palm only, otherwise water flows away. So how much you can absorb, that's most important. whatever you absorb, if you contemplate or contemplate on that, then you imbibe that. Generally what happens, we hear from this ear and goes from the other ear, nothing inside. And unless and until you pluck it and contemplate on that. Like today, if you go and before going to bed, if you just think about what I have heard today and how much it is relevant to me in my situation of a life, how it's going to help me out. If you think in that way before going to bed and contemplate on that, then whole night in subconscious way or in your subconscious mind, it goes on then. If you want to remember, or if you want to memorize something for kids especially, if you want to memorize something, read it at night and go to bed. Morning, get up, again read that one. That becomes like a layer on your memories. A best idea to memorize thing for the students actually. It's for everyone. But this is how it works. It's necessary. But we don't do that. Aaj suna, kal chhod diya. That's why like we have discussed for last 3 weeks. But when I ask like blank. Why? Because we never contemplate. Satsanga means you have to carry that with you. Like there was a story, in one village, one merchant was there and he asked his son. There was a Bhagavad Katha, so you go and hear it every day. So all the 7 days he went, he heard that, he came back. 8th day, they opened the shop. Then one customer came and he asked, how much for this cloth? Then the boy said it is like $90 per yard. The father from inside, he shouted, it's not a 90, it's $120. The boy was surprised. He said, but father, it's 90. He said, shut up, you don't know anything. Then some other by bargaining that come to 100 and he sold it. That he went out. Then that father, he started shouting, yelling at that son, what are you doing? He said, father, last time you sold it for 90. Actually, the price is 75. So I added 15 and took it as a 90. But you sold it for the 100. It's cheating. And we should not do that. He said, from where you got this knowledge? He said, that's what the Baba was saying. That's what the saintly person, he was explaining in Bhagavad class. He said, I sent you to take Sangha, not to change your Ranga. I send it to get the knowledge, not to change your color. So that's what happened. We go, we hear satsanga, but we go and be in the association of devotees, but we don't carry their thoughts. We keep them with them only. Oh, he spoke very nicely, you know, it's with him. I don't want to carry that burden. But we need to change that attitude. Then things will happen. And then the last 31st verse, it says, Yaya dharmam adharmam cha karyam cha akaryam eva cha ayathavat prajanati buddhisa partharajasi. O son of Pritha, that understanding which cannot distinguish between the religion and irreligion, between action that should be done and action that should not be done, isn't in the mode of a
passion.
Adharmam dharmam iti ya manyate tamasavritaha sarvarthan vita viparitansha buddhisa parthatamasi. That understanding which consider irreligion to be religion and religion to be irreligion under the spell of illusion and darkness and strives always in the wrong direction, O Partha, isn't in the mode of ignorance. And mass of people, we can see they are in these two particular modes. And because we associate with them, so we go with the flow. But when if you have to develop the intelligence in the mode of a goodness, then you have to go against the flow. And that always needs
determination.
Exactly. Exactly. It needs a determination. Mm-hmm. It takes a double effort to work it out. So when we invite someone to come, so what are the forces that are keeping them away? The intelligence in the mode of ignorance and intelligence in the mode of
goodness.
Passion. So we need to really ponder on this. So when you come next time, there is a homework for you. For this whole week, whatever activities you do, just categorize them.
Yes.
And find it out.
No cheating.
For next 6 days, how many percentage you are in the mode of a goodness, in the mode of a passion, and in the mode of a ignorance. I think last time I forwarded that sadhana chart. Did you circulated it?
I just collected from you.
I asked everyone to send me your contact number, but nobody has sent. And you have everyone, so you sent it to everyone. So they can just track themselves. Where are they? Oh, nobody came to me. I all got fear. Actually, you're the only one who asked for it. So I sent it to.
I was waiting to get like your email or something.
Okay, then we'll
just
He will distribute.
Okay.
I think he has.
I have
already. You have. So any progress on that? For last 1 week, nothing. At least that has done. You have seen actually opened it. But start filling it up. Start filling it up. As per your activities, not necessarily that whatever is there, you should follow everything. But whatever you do, at least that you categorize. Some initiative should be there. Because Lord helps them who helps themselves. So we'll stop here. Any question? I think I have bored all of you. Huh?
No.
Too much.
I don't know.
So we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki
jai.
Oh, most important thing.